And you think you have done something, but you have done something, but you don't know what you've done. You hadn't done what you thought you had done. You've done something, you're gonna catch you down the road and you wish you hadn't have done it. But wisdom won't let you get in that. Because wisdom will say, in a situation, wisdom says, shut your mouth. Or he'll tell you to go another direction. You can say under your breath, Satan, I bind you. I take authority over this. I don't receive it. Let's go to the Father. But the wisdom that is from above is first what? Pure, peaceable. What else? Are you gentle toward people? Are you mean? Or how are you? Gentle. What else? Easy to be what? That means entreated. It's hard. It's not hard for people to give you instruction. Easy to approach. What'd you say that girl name? You saw at the store, and she was all upset. Didn't know her name, but anyway, she was all upset. And you're trying to help her, and she got mad. She wasn't too easy. She wasn't too entreating. She got upset. People don't want you to help them. But wisdom, when you're operating wisdom, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Full of mercy and good fruits. Without what? Partiality. And without hypocrisy. Hypocrite. In other words, you're not a hypocrite. Laughing and saying, hey, yeah, yeah. You know, like you sow with them. And the time that back turn, you turn. Not wisdom. And the fruit of what? And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. Without partiality, and the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace with them that make peace. Now, I'm gonna skip this story. I want to read it. I didn't read it before, but because of time and what I gotta do, I'm gonna skip this one, but I'm gonna make mention of it. See, as a leader, see as a pastor, I need wisdom. Every one of y'all got a different mind. You know how I know? You want me to tell you one way I know? All y'all show up at different times, and we said 9:15, y'all. Everybody show up at a different time. That's why you got your own mind. You didn't know you're gonna get that one, did you? But you're doing it. So, then I say nothing to me. If God tell me, I'm gonna say something. I don't know when you got above God. And we wonder why we struggle in areas of our lives, because we don't want to follow what God had laid out. God had already planned your life. Listen, you're not smart enough to improve on it. He already planned your life. And you know, I looked around and I said, Lord, you got to stop me from this mess of getting in the way. Because boy, I've gotten in the way trying to do something myself. Anybody else? I'm the only one guilty, huh? God, I need to get myself out of your way so you can do what you want to do with me. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I told you, I give it to you so you can go read it for yourself. 1 Kings 3:15-27. This is king. This is a story about when Solomon became king. And two women, they were prostitutes, but they had a child about 3 days apart. And they were staying together. And the one overnight, one of them rolled over on her baby and smothered and killed the baby. And she realized she had smothered the baby and killed it. She got up and changed and got the other woman a baby and put the dead baby over with the other woman. The woman said, I thought mine until daylight came. I looked in, this is not my child. And so they went to the king. And so the king said, they both told their story. He said, go get me a sword. I'm going to rip him down the middle, give half to you and half to half one. And the one that killed the baby said, go ahead and rip him down the middle. The other one said, no, let her have the baby. And so I said, that baby's yours, so take it. See, wisdom. Amen. See, wisdom. So I want to read this to you, so listen up. I'll read this verse again. Let me get there. I'm not quite there. All right. Wisdom, what is wisdom? Wisdom is the quality of a state of being wise. It has discernment or insight. Wisdom will teach you how to deal wise in the affairs of life. I said that before. James said, in James 1, 13, let me see which one it is. James 1 and 5. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask to God. Why? Because he made Jesus wisdom unto you, okay? He said, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who give to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. All right? And I just gone through this. That wisdom is peaceable, pure, and so forth, right? All right? Now, let's look at the importance of wisdom. Look what the Proverbs says here. And then we're going to read some things to you. Hallelujah. The importance of wisdom. Proverbs 4:7. If you can put Proverbs 4:7 up. This still in the King James. Proverbs 4:7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, do what? Get wisdom. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, do what? Get understanding. For what will happen? Get understanding. Exalt her, and she will do what? Now, are you listening to what this is saying now? Exalt her, and she will promote thee. She will bring thee to what? Well, which one you rather have, honor or disgrace? Which one you choose, would you rather have? Well, you're going to have to go with wisdom if you want to be brought to honor. Exalt her, and she will promote thee. She will bring thee to honor. When thou doest embrace her, what happens? She shall give to thee, what? Give thine head, rather, an ointment of grace, a crown of glory. She shall deliver thee. Keep going. Hear, my son, and do what? And receive my saying. And the years of thy life. Can y'all think of some people that didn't operate in wisdom, that died at a young age? You see that among riots, drug dealers, murderers, rapers, all kind of crime committers, liars, deceivers. And you can destroy yourself, calling yourself a believer, and then operate in unbelief. It'll destroy you. It will.